Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, just want to double check. You haven't changed your mind? You're still serious about this whole retirement thing?
That is not going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. Gosh darn it. Wait, you're retiring?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You might have missed it.
Yeah, I think I did.
Earlier in the show.
When did you just talk about it for half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
More like 45 minutes.
Yeah, if you guys are just getting up. Bird Show's coming to an end on October 24th. As Kristen said off the air, what a relief, actually, to be able to say it. Because we've known it for a while. We've been talking about it since March. So, bittersweet, just to be able to say it out loud, though, kind of feels like, okay, secret's out now. We can breathe, right?
Now I got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, now you got a ton of other stuff to worry about.
Hey, guys, what's new?
What I miss?
How's it going? Bert, sincerely, I want to say congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
And personally, I want to add, how dare you?
How could you do this to me?
How could you do this to me personally? Do you know how much a CT scan costs? I have no idea because I've always had insurance. But more importantly, Hulu without ads is $18.99 a month.
Sorry.
I have to watch Love Island. I can be a social media producer, 31 years old, living in my mother's basement, but I cannot be an unemployed 31-year-old living in my mother's basement. I am going to be walking around the Beltline, green hair, looking like every barista for some reason, walking around at 11 a.m., no job. This is not okay, which is why.
Are you making a pitch right now?
I am. I want everyone listening, I want you to hire me. I am a very viable employee, okay?
Cosign.
Thank you. I have a list of qualifications and skills that I think makes me a very valuable person for your particular team. Okay? I like to Photoshop memes.
You're very good at it. You are very good at that.
I'm good at that.
When you Photoshopped Bert and his chest hair onto the cover of GQ, it was like Travis Kelce was never there.
Brilliant.
That was
really
great work.
Brilliant.
Personally, yep. I'm very proud of that. That is going up on my website.
Hang it in the Louvre.
Okay, I'm good at Photoshop. My emphasis is in video editing. So I do a lot of short form video content. I am a content creator. I am a copywriter. I write the podcast titles and descriptions that bait you into listening to The Bird Show. Let's see, what else do I do? Oh, I'm drone certified. I can fly a drone. I can literally fly a drone commercially. I'm a pilot.
I get
that. That was not a far joke.
Yeah, let's stop on the drone for a second.
I'm intrigued. Do you have to get certified to fly a drone?
No. I have a literal FAA license for a remote pilot. Certification.
Is that right?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that was for my previous job, and I have not used it here. But I still feel like it adds to my resume. Okay, I'm going to give each of you 15 seconds to talk about how great I am as an employee and why someone should hire me. Please go.
All right, who would you like to go first?
Bert, please.
I got nothing. Who else? Who else?
He's talked out.
No, man. I mean, you said it all. I mean, we've said everything about you leading up to this. You're fantastic, dude. Any staff would be not only your work, but your attitude.
Yeah.
So much of what we do in so many offices should be about chemistry. So when you're trying to put together an entire show or you're trying to put together an entire office, chemistry has something to do with it also. Yes, she's super qualified and great at what she does, but she brings the heat every single day. I mean, she adds to the chemistry every day, and that matters.
And you are sneaky funny, friend.
So funny.
So, like, you were here. I don't think you said a word for, like, your first year here.
Yeah.
And then, like, we get you on the air, and we're like, where has this girl been hiding? So you are very accomplished at what you do. But on top of that, I second what Bert said about your personality. You're a blast to hang out with. You're a very hard worker, and you have humor for days.
Thank you.
Hold on a sec. Just so before we go around the room, just so I got this right, I announced my retirement 10 minutes ago, and now you're pitching for a job?
I need a job. Okay. I need money.
She's not the only one. I just submitted my first application. I haven't said nothing. I'm like, what do you mean? I can't? You're telling me I'm unemployed and I can't apply for jobs? I'm not wasting a second.
Did you seriously?
Yes. Seriously.
Okay, I'll speak in the metrics that hiring managers want to hear. Rebecca is an excellent employee. She has great communication skills. She is very, very creative. She's wonderful. If you give her a project and say, run with it, she will. If you give her a project and you're like, this is the exact direction I want, she will also do that. Works well with others, works well alone. She is hyper creative, a great writer, and multifaceted. She can handle digital, print, writing, video, photo, editing. Photoshop is a huge skill.
Your comments on our social media post always slay.
Yes, good Thank community you. Management. I mean, honestly, you are the entire package in one person. So if you're looking for anyone in communications or social, Rebecca is your girl.
Do you hear that? Pull over right now. Email me, landcast.rebecca@gmail.com. I can be yours.
All right, Abby, you close this out for Rebecca because you know her the best, also being her good friend. And then in the next break, we'll let you pitch yourself.
Okay. No. my entire career has been a pitch for myself. If anybody's been listening in the radio industry, it doesn't get better than this. This is where I peaked. Nobody makes me laugh harder than Rebecca. She is not just sneaky funny. She is ha-ha, laugh, giggle, kiki, ha-ha, funny. She is an incredible TikTok actor / actress. Mm-hmm. She always has her finger on the pulse of what's cool and what's fun. And if you can travel with me to two foreign countries for extended periods of time and still like me and want to be my friend at the end of it, I think that speaks volumes for your patience.
Let me give you guys a little bit of peek behind the scenes here because I know you love tea. There was no way for me to bring everybody over to Pioneer. So Cassie is coming over to Pioneer. Am I allowed to announce that?
Yes. Surprise! I'll be there full time now.
Jackson is coming on over to Pioneer. Katie will be employed by Pioneer also. I just don't have all the positions, so there's not one yet for Rebecca. Tommy, I'm not really sure. What is your plan, dude?
Well, I've told you guys a couple months ago, I want to go full-time RVing. So I'm looking for a gig where I can work from the road and fulfill this dream of traveling the country with my wife and my dog, Coco.
Are you going to get one of those water bottles where you can put all the state park stickers on it and so you can collect them like as you like travel throughout the United States?
No.
Oh, you don't drink water. Never mind. It's a Mountain Dew bottle.
All that for that.
Is Renee down with that?
Yeah. I mean, especially when she heard the Bird Show was ending.
She was a little more on board.
Yeah, a little more on board.
And Abby, I don't worry about you, man.
You should.
Professionally.
Please, for the love of God, someone worry about me.
She's like, have you spoken to my mother? Because she's worried about me.
So as a guy that does a lot of hiring in this industry, so many shows are looking for exactly what you are. And we will place you. I will just say that. You're going to be all right.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
Being the cool, hot radio chick who lives across the hall from you and is checking you out is one thing. But being the unemployed weirdo who's checking their Ring camera footage to see if you've left your house today is another story. This is my very public confession that there has been an unexpected side effect of getting a Ring camera to protect me and my two kitties from getting murdered in the middle of the night. So I have unexpectedly fallen into the trap that most women have, where you get on a side of TikTok where they start talking about true crime stories and the brutal ways women have been abducted and murdered. And one night I was sitting there in front of my Amazon and I thought, as a single woman who lives alone in a big metropolitan area, I should probably get some kind of security system for my apartment. So I ended up getting a Ring camera. I installed it at the very front of my door and I thought, perfect. Don't need to check that unless I feel like something is amiss or suspicious happening outside of my hallway. So one evening, after hearing a series of bangs outside my door, I got a little nerviosa the next morning when I was like, I wonder who was trying to break in. So I checked my Ring camera because it'll save the footage to see, you know, who walks by or if anybody approaches your door, it'll give you some footage just to let you know who is approaching. And at some point while I was checking the footage, I saw the door to my across the hall neighbor open and a very tall, handsome man with a dog walk out. And I was like,
oh my God, I had no idea my neighbor was hot. And I very quickly found myself, you know, doing security checks a little bit more frequently, checking the Ring camera to see if my cats were eating that day, if they got in a fight that day, and then also very conveniently opening up the front door camera to see the footage and see what transpired outside the door. I did find out that I have a neighbor that likes to run down the halls. Don't know what she's doing. Don't know what she's running from.
Huh. Maybe it's like her like little mini exercises.
Yeah.
Her high-intensity sprints?
Her high-intensity sprints that for some reason she can't do at the park down the street. You know, she's been sprinting back and forth. That's a little nerve-wracking.
Sometimes I do lunges in the break room.
You do?
Yeah. Wow. While I'm waiting for my coffee to get done.
Really?
I'll just sit there and do some lunges.
Really?
Look at you, little exercise fiend. We couldn't even get you to get your heart rate above like 100, whatever the resting heart rate is.
Yeah, girl, I'm in my fitness era. So while my cappuccino is getting poured, I like to end the heat before I put my sugar and everything else that's in there. I do some lunges in the break room.
I didn't know this was your booty was a little popping recently.
Thank you. My husband's very excited. Sorry, go ahead.
I did notice that I have several dogs on this floor that may or may not pee on the carpet. Not going to report that to the leasing office, but that was an interesting find and explained a lot of the weird odors I was noticing. It wasn't just the weed. And then I noticed that my neighbor was looking exceptionally handsome day after day after day. And I was like, wow, maybe one of these days I should just knock on his door and be like, hey, you got any sugar? Or you got a sourdough starter?
I'm curious if you have a Ring camera in an apartment complex, because, you know, we have a Ring camera on our home. Because of the activity, how often is that thing notifying you that there is movement?
Oh, at least once every 10 minutes.
I bet.
Yeah. And so I'm like meeting my neighbors this way. People will never see again after February, but I'm getting to see all the people that live on my floor and all the weird shenanigans they're getting up to. And I got so excited because I was like, I had no idea that I was sleeping 100 feet away from this Adonis and his very adorable dog until I found out some devastating news that it wasn't just him moving in and out of that apartment. It is also his girlfriend, or maybe his sister that he lives with.
Okay, we don't know yet.
We
don't know who the sleuth is.
We don't know who the sleuth is living across the hall from me, but I have seen them leaving the apartment a couple of times, and it has ruined this romance I had built in my head that I'm like, maybe he's also looking across the hall at me with his Ring camera. Maybe every time Blink gives him a little heads up that there's movement outside of his apartment, that there's activity in the hallway, he's also like, oh, who is that feral little raccoon leaving at 4 a.m. to go to work? She looks mediocre, and he's also hopefully been falling in love with me and been plotting his entire plan to leave his saluty girlfriend that he lives with across the hall. But that's just a fantasy that's been living in my head and won't even have time to come to fruition because I'm leaving.
You don't know that you're leaving.
Yeah.
You might got a job in Atlanta. You don't know that.
Is this where I get to pitch to Atlanta radio stations?
Go for it.
If you have been listening to me and you're like, wow, Abby from The Burt Show would be so fun on insert radio station here in Atlanta, this is your chance. I have a lease I'm willing to re-sign for with the right contract. So if you want me and my hot neighbor to work out, believe in love and keep me in the 404.
You're on The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby literally has been sitting on sending out her resume because she knew the announcement was coming today. And I asked everybody, can we just keep this thing quiet until we make the announcement? We weren't even off the air where she's sending out resumes and stuff already. And in a mediocre way, maybe excited about one. And I keep saying, you're going to be fine. Don't stress. Don't take something out of desperation.
Have you met her? This is the queen catastrophizer. Her anxiety pings higher than any person I've ever met in my entire life. Yet you refuse to go to therapy. You're driving me crazy. And don't say you can't afford it.
I'm unemployed, Kristen. I can't afford therapy.
You are not unemployed.
Not
you have money
yet.
Coming in until January. So you're okay up until then. I said to Abby earlier this morning, I'm so glad this is all unfolding the way it is. I told Abby this morning that I don't tend to catastrophize the way she does, but when things go on in my life, I tend to obsess over them. Like, it's on my mind all the time. And then I start to get frustrated that I can't escape from the thoughts and stuff like that.
Oh, you're a ruminator.
I am a ruminator when I'm out of control. Mm-hmm. And there's the waiting for me is the worst part, having the patience, right? So I'm ruminating it and I'm trying to keep myself busy with everything else. My therapist a couple of weeks ago said, look, if this was really a new Bert and you were going to handle this kind of anxiety differently than you have in the past, how would you show up? And when you can answer that and then you start turning into the person that you think that you want to be, that's the first step of it. So I don't know, man, maybe use this as, because there's a lot of stuff going on in your life right now. I understand at 28 years old, you're insecure about not being part of this show. You thought you were going to be here for a while and now you have to pick up, maybe leave the city, find a show, which is not easy in this industry at all, because this is really a unicorn, to be honest with you.
It is.
I understand that, but if you were going to handle the stress differently, what would you do differently?
So I've been thinking about that for as long as I've had the news. And the one lesson I've learned from looking back on things that felt like this is worst case scenario is every time something that has felt like worst case scenario has happened, the only way things get better and I am able to find those unicorns in my life is if I recognize that every worst case scenario situation you find yourself in is an opportunity to make something out of it. There have been so many situations in my life that I'm like, this feels like a life ending thing. And every time I've been able to pick myself up from it, it has always turned out better than I expected. So I'm catastrophizing and making jokes because this is how I cope. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, vocalizing it is a way for me to laugh about it rather than cry, even though I've done plenty of that. But for me, I'm looking at the mistakes I've made. And every time I've just sat in, this is the worst thing that could happen. Mm. It has always made things worse. So why am I going to see this as worst case scenario when I can just see it as an opportunity to try and make something better out of it?
How are you handling it?
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, and for a multitude of reasons. Like, this is very layered and very nuanced, and
it's still some of it we can't talk about.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard to articulate. And I am the only Cumulus employee amongst the Burt Show, and this is like TMI. Everybody else is part of Burt Show LLC, while I am a Cumulus employee. And
let me just explain why that is, because people would be like, "Why didn't Burt bring her on as one of his employees?" It was really all budget.
Yes.
I've got a small company, so at the time when your contract was up, I had the option, and Cumulus and your agent and I and you all decided it didn't matter to you.
Well, technically, it didn't start as budget. That was the second. The first time was my dad was dying of cancer and I was in Orlando and my contract was up and I needed to resign and I didn't want to move over like to new insurance, new this, new that. It was honestly just easier for me to stay with Cumulus and to move over to the Burt Show LLC. And that's just why it just stayed that way. And then it moved to budgetary reasons. Right. So, this is how we function and it's been totally fine. So, now that this is public, my agent is in communication with Cumulus Programming and, you know, we're working on what the future looks like for me in Q99.7 and within the company. And I am oddly resolved with everything. Like, I mean, don't get it twisted. The last 14 years of my life have been on this station in this building with you by my side. And I have thoroughly enjoyed this ride. Like I'm going to reiterate some of what you said earlier. This has given me some of the most monumental moments of my life. And I've not only through my career, but my entire personal life, like we've shared all of those monumental moments along the way. And so, I mean, the amount of memories and blood, sweat, tears that have been, you know, poured into this show because we wanted to succeed and we want to win. We're both highly competitive people. So being in a ratings-based gig works to my personality. But on top of that, I love what I do and I love the connection that we have with our listeners. So trying to see myself in something different is odd. And I'm like equal parts terrified and equal parts exhilarated because I had a really, really fantastic conversation with a radio mentor of mine. And she and I we talked for like an hour and a half, and I was just like verbal vomiting everything I was feeling. And she really honestly helped me change my mindset as far as you don't know what possibilities are out there because you've always been under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So and she goes, I know that's daunting and I know that's scary, but at the same time, like you don't know what's on the other side of this because you've never been open to it. Mm-hmm. It's always been like, oh, well, duh, it's going to be the Burt Show because, you know, well, one, you know, I love it and it's a great gig and why would I want anything else? But now that there are, I mean, truth be told, endless possibilities of which way I want my career to go, it is exciting, but it's also daunting and it's terrifying. And you know, I'm not a huge fan of the unknown. And I think that's why you and I have always worked so well together, because we've balanced each other out. Like, you are Mr. Spontaneous. You see a schedule and you want to look at it and go, to hell with this. And like, and whenever we do a show and we literally get to nothing that's on the schedule, like, you're like, that was the greatest show ever. And where I am, I'm very much a planner. I'm organized. My schedule, like, I like having a plan of action. And that, to me, builds confidence and consistency and that stability. So to kind of be up in the air right now, it's not how I normally operate, but I'm learning to embrace it. And I think that that's what you have to do in situations like this is, whether we want to admit it and whether we want to acknowledge it or not, you are never done learning.
Hmm.
You are never done growing and you are never done evolving. And if you think there is some finish line, I hate to break it to you, but that finish line is death. Like, we're constantly individuals and human beings that are learning to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think this chapter, this season, like, or this chapter that is closing, is teaching me to embrace that. And it's teaching me to have confidence in my abilities and my capabilities. And I've become a more resolute person in who I am. And I feel like because I have that, the right person will see that and the right opportunity will present itself.
I don't have any doubt at all. Have you had any thoughts? These were the most scary for me, is like not doing radio. Have you had any thoughts of like maybe there's something outside of radio?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you would be crazy not to put everything on the table. Like, I do. I love radio and I have a massive passion for it. And I think also radio is one of those mediums, like, you know, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years, that once it gets into your blood, oh my God, like you can't get it out.
Yeah, I can.
And, okay, you can. But it's one of these mediums, like it's one of the first forms of communication.
Mm.
With people, right? And so when you look at the history of it and what it's done and what it's been for humanity over the years, I have like a true love and appreciation for this medium. And I could see myself staying in it, but I could also see myself pursuing other endeavors. It's at this moment, it's just kind of like, I'm trying to teach my son patience. And I am recognizing that I too can, like, these are the lessons I'm learning. I too can learn a lesson in patience. And I'm trying to be patient with the process and see what folds. I am really, and I'm not just saying it, for the longest time I was like second. I'm like, am I just saying this to like convince myself? But I am oddly at peace with everything because I feel like the right opportunity is going to present itself, and I'm going to know. I've been doing this for long enough. I've learned enough about myself that when that opportunity presents itself, I'll be like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing now.
Mm.
How about you, Cass?
It's tough.
And again, if you're just tuning in this morning, we made a far more emotional announcement this morning that the Burt Show is going to be coming to an end October 24th. So we're all just kind of, this is the first time we've really talked to each other about it.
Yeah, I think I first interviewed with you when I was 24 and I started this job when I was 25 and I'm turning 40 this weekend. So it feels like a very beautiful wrap, but it's going to be hard to navigate. I mean, this is the longest I've ever been in any gig. I would say, I mean, the majority of my working career. And I think it's going to be weird navigating life and rediscovering Cassie outside the Bird Show. Mm-hmm. Kristen, you mentioned earlier, everything in our lives is always content. And so to look at life as just life and not a story to tell, although I have a feeling I'll still be doing that because I'm going to ramp up like my TikTok and stuff. But it's going to be nice, I think, to have some time. I'm going to be working for your podcasting company, obviously Pioneer full time as the CDO, but to rediscover myself and put some time into my passion projects because I haven't had time to do that. And mm-hmm. I've loved what I've done. And I would never, never walk away from this show just like Kristen because it's been just, it is a unicorn and it's been so fantastic and so fulfilling. But I'm going to be launching a new podcast soon, which I'm really excited about. Never had time to do that either before. A little micro podcast and really delving into things that I want to do and exploring myself as maybe a talent and putting myself out there more. And just, and it's a new chapter. You know, my house, it got ruined the year before last or 2024. And I think when I'm looking at the universe and the fact that the Burt Show is ending, honestly, it was a big sign for me that it's time to wrap up this chapter in a neat little bow and go on a new adventure. And so I'm really scared, but I'm really excited. Damn it, how am I crying more than you? This is the end.
I'm so glad you were the one to cry first because I'm like, it's embarrassing. I've been here like 2 seconds.
But yeah, a new adventure. So, I mean, honestly, Chad and I are looking at the entire world. We're considering moving to Amsterdam or Canada or somewhere else in the United States. Literally, it's finally a point in my life where the entire world is up for grabs. And because the Pioneer job is remote, we can move anywhere. And that is so exciting and thrilling and terrifying. And I can't wait. And I also never want October 24th to come.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The timing of some of these emails tickle me. So I just got one asking us about the big thank you this year and when we're doing it in November. Mm. Hey, Melissa, hate to break it to you, but we're done October 24th. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
And we haven't done the big thank you in a few years.
Yes.
Why did we stop doing that?
So thanks for listening.
Because everybody got a thank you card. And we're like, yeah, gratitude's overrated.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing it for 10 years. Yeah. A lot of people were deployed overseas and less were being deployed. So we just ended it.
Well said.
Kind of like this show.
All right, Jackson, what do you want?
Wow.
Other than a job. This is now, I would like you to meet Retirement Burt.
Yeah.
Now that it's out there and it's public knowledge, this man gives zero Fs.
I sense the shift in energy in here the moment that I walked in. This guy's eating donuts and just hanging out, and I'm like, what is going on?
You know there's been a big life shift when I'm eating a carb.
All right, so, you know, not to make everything about me today, but this one is all about me right now. And Operation Jackson Engagement is officially a go.
Okay. Assemble the engagement team.
Okay, so I'm guessing you and your gal have been talking about this because obviously it's not going to be a surprise.
Well, she actually never listens to a single thing that I do on the show, so really? I'm good for her not knowing about me explaining details about this. So this will be a surprise still for her.
So she never hears about anything that you say on the show?
The only time that she'll ever hear anything is if I explicitly am like, you need to listen to this segment from today. But other than that, she does not listen at all.
Do which you is like really that?
Which is one of the reasons why we're stopping doing the Burt Show. Even our family's not listening.
Chad doesn't listen. He never has unless he caught it once, and it was a huge fight. So I think he like checks out on purpose, but unless I send him a segment, I'm like, can you listen to this and give me feedback? He won't listen.
Tommy, let's do a little poll here. All right. So your girlfriend, soon to be fiance, isn't going to hear any of this. So we could detail every single engagement detail and she's not going to hear any of it.
Exactly.
Chad does not listen to the show. Cassie's husband. Tommy, does Renee listen to the show?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, does your girlfriend of a year listen to the show?
No.
All right. Rebecca, does your boyfriend listen to the show?
He listened for the first time today.
Abby, your cats listen.
As far as I know, they don't have opposable thumbs and can't turn on the radio, so I'm going to go with no.
Yes, Amanda listens too much.
Yes, and my husband, he literally listens to every single segment on the podcast every single day.
Well, it's truly been a blessing that I've been able to talk freely about her whenever I want. Obviously, when it comes to more personal stuff, I'll still like ask for her if it's cool that I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
This one in particular, she has absolutely no idea about. So engagement is coming up. Ironically, the date that I have chosen for the engagement.
Shut up.
Come on.
October 24th.
No! The last day we're on the show.
Yeah, literally the last day that the show, it's just going to be a massive transition time. That was the best date that worked for families to get involved in everything. And so I'm going through the process now of planning the actual engagement out. And I need some help, especially Kristen, Cassie, Abby, Bert. You're now in the process. Well, you already have been engaged, but you guys can help me out a little bit with a little bit of the logistics on the side of this, okay? So I bought a ring.
It's beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
The ring has been purchased, which was the biggest step for this entire thing. So as soon as the ring was purchased, it was like, all right, now it's game time. Got to figure out dates. Got to figure out the whole thing.
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to slow roll this.
Sure.
Abby has impeccable taste.
Uh-huh. I do.
The ring?
It is one of the most beautiful engagement rings I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And that's, I like to think I'm very hard to please and I have like a very critical eye for design. It is, when he showed it to me, I was aghast because it is so perfect in the sense that it is unique, but it is also timeless and looks like an engagement ring.
I feel like you have this artistic muscle for sure, like based on your design for your tattoos and how they came out. Also, really beautiful stuff, man.
You know, I was really nervous about purchasing the ring because that's another thing that she wants to be surprised with was the ring. She gave me a few little tips and pointers about like she wanted an emerald cut, but that was basically it. So before I went ring shopping, I basically screenshot like 20 pictures of rings that were kind of in styles that I thought. And I told her to just like, let me know what you like and don't like. So she wrote some notes by the pictures to give me a general idea. So I had an okay idea of what she wanted, picked it out, purchased it. And now I have the ring in my possession. And so big, big step there. And so
where are you hiding it?
My parents' house.
Smart. His mommy has it.
Yes, aww. My parents have it right now.
Smart.
And so now I'm going into the logistics of actually planning it. So I actually am taking Cassie's advice for when we had talked about this on the air a few months ago about what to do, of keeping everything sort of low key. She's not one for grand spectacles. She doesn't want a very public engagement by any means. And so I'm literally just going to be doing this in my apartment. And I'm buying a little attachment for one of our cat's collars to put the ring in. And, you know, it's going to be a surprise in that sense, but it's just going to be in the apartment. Now, I've also gone ahead and reserved this lounge area that we have on our rooftop at our apartment. And I have messaged her entire family and they're all flying in to surprise her. A bunch of my friends from the West Coast and elsewhere are flying in as well to come celebrate. And so the plan is once the proposal happens in the apartment, I'm going to say, hey, let's go up to the roof to take a few pictures. Boom. Everyone's there to surprise her. And she's going to be blown away by that because I'm pretty sure she has no idea.
Or she's going to jump.
Jeez. Oh my God.
I certainly hope not.
I think the new end date for the show is probably September 24th.
And so I have all of that planned out, but now I want it to be like a party and a celebration, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm considering like, I want to get like food catered and maybe a bartender and we're going to have music and like, do I get a photographer?
Yes.
And so I want to know from your, Kristen, I know you've planned a million parties and have a very keen eye for this kind of thing. Is that the right route that I should take? Is there like, are there services out there that provide food and beverage? Like, how should I be thinking about this?
I will say this about the photographer. I know a photographer that just recently really needs work.
Yeah, her fiance is quitting his job.
Yeah, he's out of work. All right.
Interesting. I might have to hit her up.
Okay.
All right. So it's the devil's in the details, right? Like, I'm a big, like, small detail person and I can really like add a lot to it. So you just need to start doing like a checklist, right? So her favorite flowers, make sure you have her favorite flowers there. Bartender, absolutely. I would even do like a specialty drink, right? So like something, a specialty drink that's very unique to your all's relationship.
Spicy Marg.
There you go. Something along those lines. And then as far as music, do you just want to put together like a specialty playlist and have a DJ, or do you want like like something live? Would she prefer like some kind of like live music or whatever, whether it's acoustic? So take that into consideration.
Can I ask one question before you continue with your list?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of engagement she's going to want? Like when I was going to engage to Amanda, we're very private. She wouldn't have wanted this kind of celebration. Is she the kind of person that's going to appreciate having all the friends, family, and this kind of pomp and circumstance around?
I think when it comes to the engagement itself, that is something that she wants to be very private. But she's going to want to celebrate afterwards, and she has a fantastic relationship with her entire family, and I have a fantastic relationship with her family, so I think she's truly going to enjoy that part of the surprise.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that you're incorporating one of your cats with the engagement ring, like, I think it would be so cute if you got a picture. How many cats do you have?
Two.
Get a picture of the two of them and like with a sign that says mom and dad are engaged.
Aww.
And have something like that there. And so, man, if you give me some more stuff, I can come up with some more details as far as just like little nods to your relationship. Because yes, you've covered the bases. I think what you have planned is perfect. I think an intimate proposal in your apartment, I absolutely love that. And that's what Bart did in our home. Like every time I go into the closet, I think about where he proposed. And so I think you've really thought this out. I'm very proud of you. But now you're doing like the full on follow through. Abby, any additions?
I think for me, like we've been talking backstage so much about this that at this point, like, you've got it handled. I've given you my two cents. She's going to be so excited and so thrilled no matter what. I just want to know, are you choosing the fat cat or the skinny cat for your proposal?
That's a great point.
Which one do you choose for the ring?
You got to pick a favorite kid.
Maybe I'll link them together with like a leash or something.
My head is in such a different place today. Why aren't you thinking about doing like a party planning company? I mean, that's where your love is. When you talk about it, you're so enthusiastic. Yeah. Why don't you do something like that?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because I don't want to work on the weekends.
Okay. All right. At least it's thought out. All right.
This is The Burt Show.
Let's get in one of Abby's last entertainment buzzes before she's homeless.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I implore you, Burt Show audience, please listen for at least 3 to 5 minutes so I can pay my rent. I'm going to be unemployed soon. Are you so excited to talk about the Sabrina Carpenter news?
Oh my God, what's going on with Sabrina?
This is your favorite thing to talk about.
Love it.
Actually, there's no Sabrina Carpenter news, but there's Tom Holland news. Are you so excited to talk about Tom Holland?
Do tell.
So Tom Holland.
Wait a second. Let's test Bert. Name a Tom Holland movie that's not Spider-Man. Go.
He was in a really bad one that got terrible reviews on Netflix recently. I don't know any.
Guess what? I don't either.
I don't.
He wasn't even like a.
It was a Netflix, like a got panned.
Yeah, he was like an action hero, and he was like pew pew.
You don't need to do anything. No, he's got Zendaya. He's just like in his little baby Bjorn around Zendaya's neck. He's fine.
Are you kidding? No, they are. They are the most. Okay. One, as a short king, you should love this. You should love this for him. And they are like, they are relationship goals. Like the way they look out for each other and protect each other. Agreed. I'm a big fan.
They're so cute. I'm gonna be so sad when they ride off into the sunset. Have you gotten a custom one for Amanda to wear when you go to New Zealand with her?
Is that what we're gonna do? Is that what you're gonna use my words against me?
You said it first. So Tom Holland did suffer a mild concussion when the baby Bjorn did snap in half while he was filming Spider-Man Brand New Day. This is the upcoming fourth installment in the Spider-Man film series. Tom Holland, who I had no idea is 29 years old. I didn't realize he was older than me. He's currently taking a brief hiatus from production, but it is expected to resume in the coming days. He's in the hospital with a mild concussion. Pretty scary for the Spider-Man actor. The film is still on schedule to release July 31st, 2026. Another really jarring news, I'm sure you saw a couple of videos going around of Taylor Swift. Swift walking behind a bulletproof screen at the Chiefs game. We all saw this. And I think a lot of people thought it probably had something to do with all the Charlie Kirk stuff that was going on, with public figures probably feeling a little bit nervous for their safety. But Taylor Swift has actually a legitimate threat against her right now, because her team is actively searching for a stalker who has been harassing her for years, and they can't find him. He didn't show up for his court hearing, and they can't track him down. Even her own private investigators cannot find him. The individual has been identified as Brian Jason Wagner. He has allegedly been calling Taylor Swift his quote-unquote baby mama, and has been persistently showing up at her Los Angeles home in response to these ongoing incidents. Swift has filed for a temporary restraining order against him. A judge has granted this restraining order and prohibits him from contacting Swift whatsoever. But I mean, still, if you've got, you know, this threat is against you and you can't find this guy, even your own private investigators, or I'm sure the FBI is going to have to get involved, because she's such a big deal that even when she went to like the United Kingdom, she had more security detail than Prince Harry when she was out and about.
And I know it's a cliche here, man, but it just takes one crazy ass man. I mean, we've been talking about Charlie Kirk now for a couple of, it just takes one crazy person.
I would be terrified to leave my house if I was her, because I mean, her along with other like world leaders right now, I would be constantly looking over my shoulder.
Like, you're on edge and like constantly, not even in your own home, because we hear all the time about how people are breaking into celebrity homes. How, why, I don't know, but it happens more often than not. So I would imagine that you're just constantly feeling like you have to look over your shoulder.
She has a documentary out that came out a few years ago called Miss Americana. And I will never forget one of the incidents she talked about, because she's had some weird things happen to her, like people driving through like the gates of her home. But she said that there was one guy that got into her home so much that he was able to get into her bedroom and get in her bed. Mm. I don't think she was in the bed, but for someone to invade that kind of privacy, in a place where you're supposed to feel safe, a place where you can put your own guardrails for protection, has got to be absolutely terrifying and just a big mind F for her.
I would really love to talk to one of these celebrities that have, a big celebrity that has their homes broken into, because it just makes no sense to me. You would think, if you make that, two things that don't make sense to me when it comes to celebrity: somebody busting your house and how celebrities get DUIs. Both of those things, how is that even possible?
It makes no sense. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast while you still can on your favorite listening platform.
Are we going to do that for 5 weeks?
I'm just going to find different variations of saying that the show is coming to an end.
Is it even 5 weeks?
Yes, this week and then four more. Yeah.
All right, so
that makes five.
If you don't,
we really good at math.
Shows.
See, there's that Kentucky education paying off again.
And I asked Tommy, and he was supposed to hit up Josh and see if we could get some kind of like intro every morning where it's like 29 more shows of the Burt Show.
Can I actually say 29?
Is it not 29?
No.
39?
It's 23.
Yep.
23 shows.
23 and one break.
Damn.
23. Well, that Tommy's counting to get into his RV and hit the road.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.